The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London, and through all the mire and mud of this negotiation over Brexit, they've got some sort of an agreement. Adam?
Yeah, although there's a bit of mud attached to it, of course, naturally. But yeah, this is the deal, excuse me, over... Oh dear, where did that come? A frog in the throat. You don't want that when you're negotiating with Europe, do you? The deal about transition, that's what it is, and our orderly withdrawal from the EU. More orderly, though, than perhaps Dunkirk, 1940 is the idea.
Oh, so we have a date, stop it.
December 2020, and therefore they've agreed citizens' rights, jobs, transition, immigration, fishing rights, some of that stuff. But crucially, they have not agreed the issue of the Ireland, Northern Ireland border, otherwise known as the riddle within a puzzle inside a paradox.
Yes.
But otherwise... some headway made.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good news.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, what is good news is this stem cell news. Go on.
It is extraordinary in two areas as well. Multiple sclerosis and macular degeneration, which is a very common form of blindness in older people. So first off, with multiple sclerosis, scientists have carried out these trials in the UK, America, Brazil and Sweden, and say that it's been terribly encouraging. What they do is they destroy a patient's immune system with chemotherapy, which doesn't sound good at this stage, but then they rebuild it with stem cells from their blood and bone marrow, and lo and behold, not only are they halting the spread of multiple sclerosis,
yeah,
but they're reversing some of the
symptoms.
So very, not necessarily for all MS sufferers, but very good news at this stage.
Yeah.
And then very early days, perhaps, in the stem cell treatment of macular degeneration or age-related macular degeneration at Moorfields Eye Hospital in London. Again, they've used stem cells, and they've grown... What they do is they grow a little tiny patch of cells, insert it into the back of the eye, and it begins to help the eye function more normally.
Absolutely, they can see.
In two patients, they've partially restored vision, which is quite something.
It is quite something. That is a hell of a story. Well done, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.